Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from Indaba Coffee Roasters. How about that? How many times?
Oh, I would say 1,200.
1,200 today?
And they're making me a coffee.
Yeah, well, maybe.
It's caffeine-free. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Well, I am worried about it. Yeah, we are on Monroe. It's at 2020 North Monroe.
2020 North Monroe. Don't do what I did this morning. I drive up Monroe all the time because I live just down the road here. And
just, please say it the right way.
I live down the road a spell.
No, a piece.
A piece. Oh, I always say a spell.
What is it, Casey? A piece or a spell? You heard a spell?
Yeah.
Is that a Northwest thing?
I don't know. That's how
what
I've
heard it. Steve?
I've heard of none of these things.
Well, gosh, yeah. It's hard to hear anything when you're just in your apartment 24/7.
Yeah. That is true. Well, it's so weird to be out and about.
Steve has never seen the inside of any other building other than his apartment and the station.
It's very strange.
Yeah, so just down the road is Spell is where I live.
I wonder if that's a farming thing. I don't know.
And seems like it.
Yeah.
And then I drove by this thing because I'm like, oh, I know where that is. I've driven by Indaba Coffee numerous times. This beautiful store.
Thank you.
The thing is, when you're driving down and you look inside, it's big and it's beautiful and it's bright. And yeah. So I was just.
Oh, it's all the things you are.
Yes.
Big, beautiful, and bright.
Yeah, baby.
Like the sun.
And then as I was driving this morning, drove right past it. So this is a warning to everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Keep your eyes open, man. It's just past Indiana. Hey, I don't know why I thought it was more at the bottom of the hill, and it's not.
Hey, keep your eyes open, man.
But there was a Zips there, so I turned around there and came back.
They're not open, right?
No.
Imagine if they were.
No, no.
Did you go get some fry sauce, come into Indaba Coffee, get some coffee. You could buy yourself one of the bags of Indaba Coffee, and they would donate money to Christmas Wish.
I do like that you can buy their coffee and take it home. Because, I mean, you know, I'm not a big coffee guy, right?
Right.
But people who are have said they love Indaba Coffee.
Oh, it's so much smoother.
It's a different thing.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
definitely. And you start to see, like, more and more of the places around town saying, proudly serving Indaba Coffee.
Right, yeah. Ooh. That's because of Bobby. Bobby's awesome.
Yeah. Bobby.
And you get to meet him. You might meet him today.
I better.
If you play yourself. Nice.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, if he...
If you don't act like a complete idiot, Kevin, then you'll be able to meet him. If you begin to act like an idiot, you will be suspended, and you will not be able to meet Bobby. Okay. Actually, if you kind of act like an idiot, he'd probably love it. He's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have an option.
I see what you're
saying. He's going to see it. No matter what.
Well, it is donation day, and we've got our little, what do you call that thing?
This thing right here?
Yeah.
Box of money.
Okay.
Collection box.
Donation box.
Thank you. Thank you. All those. I liked all those.
Yeah, and obviously that you can just walk in here, say hi, grab a coffee, do whatever you need to do.
Yep.
And drop some money in there.
Absolutely. You can also donate online at thebig999coyotecountry.com. You just click on the Christmas Wish. Or if you stop by here, you know, we got the QR code. That's super easy, too. And you can also text the word WISH to 509-441-0999. We'll bounce a link back to you, and you can just jump on that way. Super easy. All of the money for a Christmas Wish, if you're unfamiliar, it just stays local and goes to help the people who are maybe struggling a little bit this holiday season. So
yeah, it's
pretty easy.
It's such a cool thing because, I mean, I think we all think about, you know, Christmas, and sometimes we spend too much, and we make too much of it, or what? You know, but then we're talking about families that are probably not going to get a Christmas. They're not.
That's
gonna,
right. Yeah.
You know, and the stress that puts on parents and everything else is just—it's just no fun. And every kid should get a chance to enjoy it. And so that's what this is all about—is making sure that we have, you know, the ability to give Christmas to everybody.
And I'm gonna tell you, every little bit is the kind that helps too. You know, well, I'm struggling too. I get that. It might be a true scenario. But every little bit helps. So we're kicking off Donation Day today. We'll be at Indaba Coffee till 10 o'clock this morning, 2020, North Monroe. Stop by and see
the
us.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
24 years in the making. We've all been waiting for this moment. Why did you wait so long?
Kevin James.
Well, in that time, I don't recognize what I'm going to do Gladiator 2. I did 17 movies in the 24 years, so I've been busy.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, we are back at Indaba Coffee Roasters. We are hanging out here all morning long, whether they like it or not.
Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Do you know our friend James here? Because that's so good. I mean, it's them working, and it's us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Playing.
Yeah, Steve,
do
go find out some names.
Because I need to tell her thank you, first of all, because this is really good.
Well, that's Alyssa, Kevin. Don't you know anything?
Alyssa?
Yeah.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi. Brian.
Brian, that's right.
Yeah, he already...
Brian?
Yeah, he already introduced it. We already introduced ourselves to Brian.
It's Brian, not Ryan.
That's correct. Do you spell it B-R-I-A-N? Oh, he
spells
it with a Y. Okay.
Oh, it's a good question, Steve.
Cool guy.
I gotcha.
It's a good question, Steve. Not a lot of people ask that question, yeah. Steve. Well done.
Oh, and I guess I should have asked Alyssa how she spells her name.
You should have.
There's
yeah, that was rude.
It. How do you spell it? Is it with a Y? Okay, so we got two Ys.
Everybody's
two
here Ys. With a Y.
Why?
Yeah.
Why aren't you here yet?
Good question. That was hilarious. I like what you did.
See, you can stop by.
Yeah.
Comedy early in the morning.
Yeah.
How about that?
It is donation day for the Christmas Wish. Excited to be part of Christmas Wish now, and I do love the opportunity. We have talked about doing something over Christmas for a very, very long time.
Yes.
I mean, we kept saying, you know, what should we do? Should we do this? Should we do that? Should we do this? Should we do that? And then we were like, well, we're just going to jump in on Christmas Wish, and they've got a heck of a track record of 30 years, so why wouldn't we?
Yeah, it's one of those things. Our company already did the idea.
Oh, man.
That was kind of the best idea. So we just were like, well, we'll just do vacation. And so that's what we would do every Christmas.
I mean, which is also a great idea.
It is. It is a great idea.
It's a solid idea.
FYI, this is a great idea.
But this, you know, is just like,
it's second best, right? Yeah, okay.
Get everybody together, do the thing, all the stations working together on it, and it's going to be awesome. Who doesn't? It's like, oh, what if we raise more money with all the stations together?
Oh, no, not that.
Okay, what a bummer. Then more families get a great Christmas this year.
Exactly, yeah. And that's the whole point. And you can do it a bunch of different ways. I will say the easiest possible way. I'm just going to give you the easiest way. Most of the morning, I will give you the easiest way. Obviously, you can come down here to Indaba Coffee. We're at 2020 North Monroe or any of the locations.
Right.
Our sister stations are all over the place today at every Indaba.
We're invading.
We are invading, yes. But the easiest way, obviously, is to just text the word WISH to 509-441-0999. Send you back a link. You can donate whatever. You could do $10.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, some of that stuff, like, for instance, maybe someone's struggling to pay a heat bill.
Right.
Or someone's struggling, they don't get to have a Christmas tree, or they don't, whatever the case might be. They might not even get a turkey or a ham or whatever for Christmas. So that's the kind of things where we're helping from the bottom up. So if you can help out with even a small amount, that'd be super cool. And all you got to do is text the simple word WISH to 509-441-0999.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, look at him right there.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Steve.
Boy, hi. How's it feel being super close?
Doesn't bother me, Eddie.
Okay. All right.
No.
I'm not even close.
You mean you and him?
Yeah, I mean,
You're sitting pretty close. I mean, compared to a normal day of broadcasting, he's in another room normally.
Yeah, well, that I like better.
If he got some stinky stinky today, you would notice it.
Did you shower today, Steve?
I think I smell all right.
Eh.
Okay. Maybe not. All right.
It's good to think.
I do appreciate, so as you know, I'm not a coffee drinker.
Correct.
But they provided me with a hot chocolate.
I know.
Yes.
So, I know what Alyssa said.
Do they put little marshmallows in it?
I hope so.
I haven't.
Do they still sell all the different color ones in the bag?
I don't
remember
know.
Remember those mini marshmallow ones that have green and blue? And
like Lucky Charms?
It was exactly like that.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, Jay. I haven't seen those. I haven't done a lot of marshmallow shopping lately.
Were those even any good now that I think about it?
Probably. I mean, they melt and turn into sugar. So
yeah, that's
that's what made them so good.
Right.
That's their selling point.
As long as they were, as long as the beverage was hot enough to melt them. Because if I remember right, you would chew those. They were kind of.
They weren't that great.
Yeah. They were, as the kids like to say, mid.
Mid.
Yeah. It's kind of mid.
They're so mid.
Bro, these are mid.
You know what that means, Steve?
I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mid.
No, I do. I understand.
Okay.
Well, that one's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. You're hip.
Sure. Enough.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to find a quiz today.
How hip are you, quiz?
Yeah, like how hip are you, quiz?
Ooh.
And go through and see how you do.
Probably not well, actually.
I can't wait to see you fail.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
I love you, man.
At least I'll have hot chocolate.
Are you like edge of your seat excited?
I mean, every day of my life.
Well, that's true, yeah. So, well, speaking of that, I get there today for the at the station to meet Steve to get ready to come to the broadcast. And he's standing there in the parking lot when I pull in. I'm like, Steve?
Hey, what's he going to do, park your car for you?
Well, I was more walking towards him.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why he was in the parking lot. And I'm like, Steve, you good? Yeah, I packed everything up already. I'm like, wow, okay. He's fired up and ready to go.
He packed everything up for
he's diligent.
To come here.
Yeah. Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah, and it was like, what was it, like 10 after 5?
I don't know what time.
Quarter after 5 or something like that? And he's like, I'm like, well, we don't have to leave for a while yet. We're good. No, I got everything in there already. I'm like, of course you do. You're a good man.
I was just walking from the truck. I saw him pull in and decided to be a little creepy.
I think moving forward, we should make him do that. Meet us in the parking lot every day.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, just like a greeter.
I did for a while because I didn't have a key.
Well, yeah, there was that.
Hey, Steve, can you come get me?
Wally said they still sell those marshmallows, by the way.
They do?
Yeah.
Thanks, Wally.
Wally puts them in his fruit salad. Yummy, yummy, as they like to say.
Ooh, fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Ooh.
Join in, Steve.
Okay.
Fruit salad.
Yummy, yummy.
Was that not right?
Is that part
you nailed it.
Is that part of the hip quiz?
You nailed it.
Steve's hip quiz is going to require a replacement more than anything else.
Easy.
Get it? Hip replacement.
Hey.
Get it? Hip replacement.
Hey.
Yeah, so stop by and see us. We are here at Indaba Coffee Roasters, all the locations. They opened a little bit early for us today. We invaded them. We moved some stuff around. We made them move their plants. So, you know, we appreciate all that.
Yeah.
And
these are cool buildings, too, Indaba.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the, you know, I walk by and go into the one at Kendall Yards once in a while because that's my hood.
Right.
And
neighborhood.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm hip.
You're passing the hip test.
Excellent.
And it's just cool. It's always got a cool vibe. This one is like cool vibe, but times 10 because it's so much bigger. I like it. Yeah.
Oh, you know, the one.
I like it a lot.
The windows are really cool.
What's the one we were at? Broadway? No, we were at Riverside.
Ooh. Riverside.
Yeah,
yep,
Riverside.
Yep.
That one's big, too. It just goes back a long ways. Like,
it's
deceiving how big it is when you're when you come in from the Riverside entrance. Well, plus you got to walk past where the construction is there. But
well, yeah, and then once you're in.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin.
Big
it's huge.
Store.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, is there
kinda
a meeting
like,
room over there?
There's a meeting room. Yeah, you can rent a meeting room out, which, by the way, I looked at that.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you see that glassed-in room right back there with the sign on the door? Can you
no,
see that?
I see a bathroom.
Let's pass that to the left.
Oh, there's a room that goes over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool. I wonder if they'll be interested in letting me use that.
You can rent it out, bro. That's what I'm saying. Oh, you just wanted to do it on your good looks? Just like, hey, how about we trade? You get to look at me, and I get your room for free.
I don't have a lot of money, but...
Oh, man.
What are you planning on doing in there?
Yeah, what do you need meetings for?
Or like DJ stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like I need to do like some training sessions. And
ooh, that'd be pretty
good. Sometimes I feel bad using my brother's shop for everything.
Yeah, but not bad enough to stop doing it.
Well, I have for now.
It's winter, dude.
But that's when we trained.
Oh, you train in the winter. It's off-season training.
Absolutely. That's what athletes do.
You guys do like calisthenics and stuff? You do like push-ups?
They do. I don't. I'm like the coach who just yells.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My ex-husband used to shower with our cockatoo.
Your ex-husband showered with her cockatoo.
Yes.
Kevin James.
Is that why you left him?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we are back live at Indaba Coffee Roasters. We are on Monroe, 2020 North Monroe. Thank you to Adam. Came by and dropped off a donation. By the way, you know what's funny about Steve?
I don't know where to start.
Almost everything.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Maybe I'll just let you tell me what you saw.
Because when this gentleman walks in the door here at Indaba Coffee Roasters, where we're doing our donation day, and the money all stays local and helps folks who are struggling through the holiday season. And there's many ways to do it, and I'll run all those ways down just a second. So he comes in the backside over here, because that's where the parking lot is, Kev.
Yes, I understand that now.
Okay. I didn't know if you knew. I mean, we're parked on the street, which is fine.
It kind of looks like it could be the end of the building, or also there's just more building, and there is.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's where people come in. Okay.
So they come in that backside over there. So Adam came in, and he walks in, and I go, hey, Kevin, look, Jordan Davis is here. Because he looked a lot like Jordan Davis.
He did. Had the dimples and everything.
I didn't know. I was going to say, hey, man, can we take a picture? But I didn't want to get, like, really weird with it.
I would have asked him.
See, this is where I'm getting to.
See, he won't talk to anybody. He won't do anything except for weird stuff like that.
Well, it's funny because I go, that guy looks like Jordan Davis. I go, and then I said something, and he goes, you want me to go over there and actually ask him that? I'm like, yes.
Yes, please.
And then he just sat there, so then I was
you like, had to go do it.
I just yelled.
Yeah.
I just yelled across.
I was approaching him. He was ordering.
I said, hey, man, do you know who Jordan Davis is? Anyway, so Adam, very nice, and then he made a donation. So
yeah, that was cool.
That's very, very nice.
And it was the right attitude, too, what he said with the – you know, he's like, well, I actually have cash.
Right.
Which is one of those things. And he opened his wallet, and there it was, just one $20 bill. But he was like, I bought some tires online the other day, and the guy listed them wrong, and it was kind of a long drive, so he gave me $20 for cash.
So, yeah, I'm passing it on.
Paying it forward.
Yeah, I love that. So, anyway, thanks, Adam. It was great. And you can come say hi. You can come purchase the holiday blend of Indaba Coffee Roasters. That's that stuff that's on the end there, Kevin.
The holiday blend is...
It's in the brown bag.
Okay.
Not the white
one. We have some sitting over here on the counter.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's got the Christmas wish logo on it. It's awesome.
Holiday blend.
And every bag, so you get a bag of coffee, and Indaba Coffee Roasters donates $5 for every bag.
Does it explain what it tastes like? Do we know?
I don't know.
Joy?
It tastes like joy. That's actually good. You know what? That was very nice of you. You did a good
Anthony,
job.
Anthony, do you know?
Anthony, do you know you're our favorite employee?
Oh, there's a big long thing on the back.
It used to be Hawk, but you passed him a long time ago.
Oh, wow. The holiday blend is a medium roast.
I'm going to tell him that, too.
Whole bean coffee. Oh, on the back. Here we go.
Do you want, like, soft music while you read it so it sounds more romantic or what?
It's not explaining. It's just explaining what Indaba Coffee is.
Oh, okay.
We are a small family-run business.
True.
Found in the heart of Spokane, Washington.
True.
We believe hospitality will change the world.
Ooh, I like
for
that.
For us, this starts with donating a meal with every bag we sell and making friends with everyone we get the pleasure of serving. Love coffee. Indaba-dabadoo!
All right, so that's two. He's up to two.
Oh, are we keeping track, Steve? Good job.
I'm trying to.
That's cool. Pretty cool. I did not know they did the one bag, one meal. Obviously, right now, they are also doing the buy a bag, and they're donating to Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Anthony, can you sit on that couch over there and still stand up? It's pretty low. Does that look low to you, or are you young enough where, where you can still stand up?
It looks very low.
Well, he can do it. He's got long legs.
That's a disadvantage.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty low, man.
Anthony made some noises. You look comfy sitting there, at least.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
He looks relaxed and comfortable.
Yeah, that's one of those that if anybody...
Yeah.
comes in and wants to shake hands or anything, you're like, well, take a seat.
I'm going to tell you this, Anthony, if I would have sat down there at like 5 o'clock, I would have passed out. Yeah. I would just be like, too comfortable, night-night, sorry. Yeah.
Steve, will you try one of these little bean bags that they have here at Indaba? Whatever those are. I don't know exactly what you call those.
I call it a...
It's not a bean bag.
Bean bag minus the bean.
No, it's definitely got... It's wicker? What is that?
Oh, it is wicker. Oh, and they're sturdy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Okay. I thought you were going to sink into it a little more, but...
No. I actually feel kind of taller.
Yeah, you do. You're tall. He's finally taller than Anthony.
That actually looks kind of comfy.
Yeah.
You know what this place kind of reminds me of? And did you see the cups that they served the coffee in just a second ago to those two dudes, the guys we were talking to?
I did not.
They're big. Let's see. You can see them up there on the shelf. The white one that's up there on the shelf. You see it behind?
Alyssa
is.
Oh, if you're here, if you're not to go, you get an actual.
Do you know what this
coffee
place,
mug?
What does it remind you of when you see that mug and you see this couch and you see people just hanging out, enjoying coffee? Only the most popular sitcom in the history of the planet.
Oh, Ted Lasso.
Uh-huh.
Is this a bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit.
So you were going to say Central Perk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
On Friends.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of has that vibe to it, right?
Yeah.
Couch, big cups, sit around, talk with your friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, love it.
All right. Double check.
The only thing is those big cups always make me want one thing.
Soup. Spoon?
Just soup. I just want some sort of soup out of it.
Alyssa, have you ever served a spoon with those cups because they're so big? Yeah. Yeah. Alyssa's so funny. Not usually. You're very, weird.
Yeah.
If you... You could, oh, no way.
Oh, a little tiny spoon.
That's hilarious.
A little cream spoon or whatever they call those.
How sorry are you we're here right now? How sorry are you that we are here right now?
I'm having a great time.
She has the perfect attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. Anyway, come by and see us, or you can make your donation. Okay, so I promised I'd go through the ways to donate.
Yes.
So I'll do that.
This is important. Otherwise... We're just wasting time.
Yes, to promote. Well,
how is that different?
Welcome to Tuesday.
Well, because today is an important day.
It is.
To raise money for Christmas.
No, yes.
Absolutely.
You are correct.
And plenty of ways to do it. You can go to the website, thebig999coyotecountry.com. Super simple way to do it. You can stop by here, of course, which we'd love to see. Or any of the Indaba coffee roasters. Our sister stations are located at the other three locations. And if you're not quite sure where they are, super simple. Just Google Indaba coffee roasters. And stop by here, 2020 North Monroe, or just text. And you can text 509-441-0999. You just put the word wish in there, and we'll send you back a link for the Christmas wish donation.
Yeah.
Super easy. Oh, and by the way, if you don't have cash and you want to come by and say hi, we have the QR code. So you just
you just scan it
just
and
scan
do it that way. That is simple as well.
Mm-hmm. So we got you covered.
Yeah, everybody come on by. Say hi to Steve before he leaves for Chicago.
I know. I want to ask you next. I want to ask you about your Chicago trip a little bit because I have a couple of questions.
Oh, okay.
24 hours from your trip, I have questions.
Yes, that is correct. Or I'll be in the air, flying to Vegas.
Yes, and you're going to pay for the Wi-Fi, right? So in case I need to reach you.
Yeah, about that.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I believe
students, former students.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Kevin James.
Give them strength of pride.
I don't know if you had that one right.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we are back live from Indaba Coffee Roasters. We are at 2020 North Monroe, one of the four Indaba Coffee Roasters participating in Donation Day today for the Christmas Wish. So all you have to do is go online, big999coyotecountry.com. You can text the word WISH to our phone number, which is 509-441-0999. You can also stop by and make a donation like our buddy Adam did a little while ago. He's our buddy now because now we know him.
Hey. Once you donate, you're a buddy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like it or not. Yeah. Although, if you want to come by and, you know, you make a donation to the Christmas Wish, it's the 30th year of Christmas Wish, and we've jumped in on it here and couldn't be prouder or happier about that. But you come in and you drop off some money, and, you know, that's going to go to somebody locally here who might be going through some struggles.
Yeah,
but if you request to not be a buddy, we can honor that.
Oh, secretive.
Yeah, if you're like, hey, look, here's the deal. I'd like to help out some people in my own community. I'm going to throw in whatever.
Make a big deal out of it.
And if you guys would promise to never call me your buddy.
Yeah, we'll do that. I would honor that.
Okay, I'd like to make a donation.
Hey, bro, if you make a donation, I'll never call you little buddy again.
Will you call me little buddy?
Is that a request?
No.
Okay.
Just a question.
Whatever you want, Steve.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Steve, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for vacation tomorrow?
I'm pretty excited. I give it a 9.5.
Last time you saw your family by going to Chicago, because, you know, obviously, you know, your folks came here.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't count. When was that, by the way? What? When was that?
That was...
It was cold, right? Was it
May.
Not?
It was May.
May.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. The beginning of May.
I'm going to believe you.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen them since, and you haven't been to the Chicagoland area. Do they call it that?
Yeah, Chicagoland area, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So you haven't been there for how long?
It'll be, I think, pretty much 2 years.
Wow.
Oh, wow, since you've been home.
Just no love for the family at all, huh?
Correct.
Okay, good.
So 2 years since you've been into your King Peter's lair.
That is true, yes.
Do you bow to King Peter when you... first of all... Does the maid answer the door, or do you walk in? How does that work when you haven't been home for?
That's a good question.
I can't remember that. Like, when you're at your mom's, do you just walk in?
Oh yeah.
And what about your brothers?
I usually knock at my brother's unless he's not home. Then I just go in.
Okay, well,
I know all the codes.
451-457-82-164-984-93-6001-2.
It's a lot easier to use his stuff when he's not there.
Yeah, but usually you will knock when your brother's home. Like, yeah, hey, yeah. We're coming over for the holidays.
For Thanksgiving, I mean,
sure.
Stupidly, I will knock. I'm not waiting for anyone to get the door. I knock, and then I open the door and go in.
I see.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Kevin James has arrived.
So, Steve, what will you do?
Will you knock
and wait for them to come and let you in?
Oh, they're picking me up at the airport.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
No Uber?
No. I said, you want me to take an Uber? That's fine.
Yeah, how far is it?
Oh, it's not too... Well, because I'm coming in on Thanksgiving, basically, it's going to be... Very crowded.
Yeah.
So I don't
really
know.
How dare you take advantage of a holiday.
Yeah. So I don't know. It might take a while. But we're like 15, 20 minutes away from the airport.
Okay. All right. And are you checking a bag this time?
No.
Attaboy.
Will.
Attaboy. I love this guy. How many pairs of shoes are you bringing, Steve?
Just one.
Just the one you're wearing?
Yeah, just the one I'm wearing.
Mm, yeah.
It'll be fine.
Kevin's the catch that policy.
What if you have to go to like a nice dinner or something?
Those are nice New Balance.
They are. They are nice black New Balance kind of shoes.
They're navy blue, actually.
Are they?
Yeah. They're very dressy.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I might bring a pair of like kind of like boot
have you?
Type.
A boot?
Not really. It's like fake boot.
What is that? What
do they
that
zip
mean?
Up?
So low to the ground. What do you call that? Is that technically? It's not a boot.
It's a boot. I know what you're just...
It's just like a thicker shoe.
Well, no, then
you know what I mean?
I don't know what
you know
you're
what I
talking
mean?
About.
So you have a dress shoe. Does the top of it come over your ankle bone?
No. Yes, barely.
It does.
But it is a dress shoe.
Is that a men's shoe?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Jay, I got some of those.
It's like a brown. It's a brown.
I know what they are. Yeah. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Those probably look great, Steve.
Yeah, I might bring those with
Steve,
me.
Steve,
yeah.
Have you ever worn any other shoes than those to work?
I don't think so, no. Do they look like...
No, they're fine. I was just curious. I'm curious about your fashion.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to be able to bounce around.
Are you loyal to New Balance?
No, not necessarily. I got some Nikes.
Whoa, stepping out. Does New Balance know?
I'd like to ask you to prove that.
I can wear them if you want me to.
Yeah, I just kind of want to see them. I've never seen you in Nike.
He's just a very minimalist.
He is.
And he's, you know, he simplifies.
And nothing wrong with that.
I enjoy that, yeah.
You know, the shoe I would recommend that I hear nothing but good things about, but they
Hokas.
Don't work for me. No, Hokas. Yeah, those are, I went and got a pair of those for $100,000.
And they were on sale?
Yeah, they
50%
were on sale
off.
For $100,000.
Wow. That's neat. That's
and good. I got a pair. And I put them on, and I said, oh, my God, these are the most wonderful things. I see why everybody
it's
loves
the
them.
The most wonderful shoe
I walked half a day in them, And my left ankle was swollen up to the size of Steve's head.
Oh, that's pretty small.
Yeah, that,
and that was
that
just from half a day because they are too like high and they make my ankle roll out. So I had to take them back and get the Hoka no hassle refund or whatever.
Huh.
Oh,
Skechers. Look into some Skechers.
I don't think I've ever worn Skechers. Unless they make some
cool
those
shoes.
Those white ones I wear are Skechers.
Are they?
Okay. Yeah. See.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Maybe I'll invest in some light up shoes.
That would be great. Either Heelys or light-ups for Steve.
Heelys would be the best.
Heelys?
They still sell those?
I think so.
I just bought my granddaughter a pair.
Did you?
Well, actually, no, that's not fair.
Is that
fair,
bad gramping or good gramping?
That's not. It started out bad, but she's really good at roller skating now.
Oh.
They're not actually Heelys.
Well,
they look like it because they have heels. I mean, they have wheels in, but the wheels don't go away.
Do they go round and round?
It's just wheels in the middle, so it's kind of weird.
Okay.
So that's, like, that's how a Heely is. But yeah. She, when she wants to walk...
So she has to walk on her toes.
Just goes on her toes really fast and walks around. And she's actually good at roller skating.
And then
she just
rolls. And then does she do the one foot in front of the other type thing most of the time?
One foot...
Like this, when she's on the Heelys? Like this? Or does she put them together?
She's together and then...
Really?
Scoots around and... Mm. Does all she's getting the turns down. That's pretty fun.
Future athlete.
Yeah, for real.
Well, we're getting her ready for Sonic.
Sonic?
Sonic, where they deliver the trains on roller skates? Oh.